The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If I were a feral cat
and longtime college football assistant coach Bill Bush,
you get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. New year, new sponsor for Hour 2.
Who is it?
That is our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud of where they're from and excited for where we're going. We're in Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
FDIC PBA. How about that?
Pinnacle Bank, our new sponsor
for
Hour 2.
Oh, man.
That's where I bank.
God, how about that? They have the best ATMs.
They have good ones.
They're just so comfortable when you pull up to one or use one. It's just like, wow.
The proper beep.
Yeah, it is. Everything about it.
The proper beep.
I know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
and I mean, think about that. And then PBA. Think what PBA was like on Friday night with Jake.
Yeah, and yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pinnacle Bank, sponsor of the show. Pinnacle Bank Arena is rolling. It's just 2026 is all about Pinnacle Bank right now.
Right now.
Everything's good.
Their game, they're at the pinnacle of banks.
It is.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Pinnacle Bank is our new sponsor.
Our new Hour 2 sponsor, yes.
Need to have Brian Morrow on live.
Oh.
We'll bring Brian in. That's
Morrow is one of the executives.
Executives, yes.
He's a Pinnacle Bank
executive. Yes. He basically runs the bank. Okay. He's the one who worked the whole deal out with PBA with the naming of the arena. He's the one who handled it.
It's pretty big.
Pretty big deal.
It's pretty big.
How's that look right now?
How's that look? Yeah.
Huh?
How's that
like
money
pretty
well
good
spent?
To you?
Yeah.
Not
bad.
Looks like a pretty good investment
likes it.
To me. Yeah.
Fred,
so do I.
Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
So thank you to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. Look forward to the year ahead.
7:30 right break. Now. 7:30 in Lincoln.
Yes. 464-5685, call or text the show as always. Just, there was news from Nebraska. It's been slow in terms of additions in the portal for Nebraska the first couple of days, but there is a quarterback, Sip, that is in for Nebraska. That is, of course, Kenny Minchie, the Notre Dame backup quarterback. Now, you spent a lot of your weekend writing about him. I read some of your material. On three. Husker Online, of course. You had.
How do I get that? How do I get the On Three stuff?
I subscribe.
I'd like to do that. There's some sort of a discount code.
Sean would help you with that.
Hey, Sean. Okay.
Yeah, Sean is the businessman. Yeah. Yeah, they got a kid. Now, this is a half, glass half full, half empty discussion in a sense, right? That he didn't win the job at Notre Dame. He got beat out by CJ Carr.
Yes.
So if you're glass half full, you say, well, he pushed him to the limit. Did you see Swim on, found some social media? He found the moment where Marcus Freeman had to inform Kenny Minchie that he had lost the job. There was like a camera in Freeman's office.
What?
Is this like a
I don't think I'd like that.
Hard knock type of thing
or
what?
Yeah. Okay. Good comparison. And it was, there's no doubt. I mean, Freeman said it was the hardest decision he ever had to make as a head coach. So maybe he just says stuff like that. He was overly dramatic, by the way, just as an aside. But he did say that. So if you hear people say Minchie pushed Carr to the limit, I believe he did. Lost a job. He played in six games this year, did Minchie. He's been 3 years at Notre Dame, so he has 2 years left. I know, I don't know. I don't know how this works. A lot of people are saying, well, he's the guy. He's the guy. He'll be the starter. I think there'll be a competition, right?
Oh, I would sure
Kenny
think
Minchie
so.
Kenny Minchie and TJ Latif.
I would sure think so. I'm sure that would, I mean, he's well aware that Latif is on the roster.
Right.
You know, and
I don't know, but there's this narrative that, oh, they're bringing him in to start. He must have that assurance. I don't know if you give him that assurance. So he's kind of, I believe he's probably taking a chance a little bit, but, and I think they'll go get another quarterback. I have not seen another name though. We see a lot of names, a lot of positions. We know there's guys coming in, visitors coming in. We know that there's some visitors that have scratched. And none of them are quarterbacks. And I don't think any of them have been running backs. But they did get their quarterback, 6'2", 205. People wonder, can he run? Yeah, he can run. He's a pure throw-first guy. He's run second, but he can run it a little bit.
Where's he from?
He's from Hendersonville, Tennessee. Played Pope John the II.
Okay.
And he was good. He was legit. He was a four-star guy. He did miss six games of his senior year with a shoulder injury, but if you look at his stats over the course of his high school career, he was a big time player. So yeah, I think it's good. It's certainly interesting that they went and got the Notre Dame backup, but you know,
you mentioned there's glass.
I like the way he looks on film. Yeah.
You mentioned glass half full, glass half empty. You are more half full on him.
I'm kind of down the middle on it. I like it. You don't. If there's an unknown, you don't know how he's going to be as the guy. He was 20 of 26 this year in mop up, 20 of 26, and you can see, you can watch it. I've seen all his snaps, in all six games. He can do it.
I think most Nebraska fans would have the main first question is he mobile?
He's mobile.
Can he run?
Yeah, he can run and he can roll out and throw. In fact, there's a throw he makes against Navy late in the game. It's garbage time, but I think there's 3:50 left and it's snowing and he rolls to his right. You know, he's a right-hander, so he's throwing against his body. But he makes an incredible throw in the snow. He can do it. He's rushed seven times for 84 yards and a touchdown. Again, you don't know. This was mop-up time. He was playing mop-up. He was playing mop-up duty. He was their number two, so he had to stay ready. That's good. I do like the fact he went through a heated quarterback competition in the spring and in August at Notre Dame, which is a fishbowl place. So he's not going to be thrown off by how intense this environment is. I think that does help. He spent 3 years at Notre Dame. And he got a lot. And the other thing is, he got a lot of developmental reps. If he's in a quarterback race, he's practicing. There's a lot of developmental reps. So he should come here pretty polished. And then we'll just see how it goes.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
There you go.
And you're still expecting, again, Nebraska needs to probably get at least one more quarterback in the portal.
I don't know. I mean, I would think so. Can you get a quarterback? You can probably get one some other way, right? Like they got, for instance,
is there a junior college quarterback?
Or they got Gramstad in a tryout. There's different ways you can do. Yeah, JUCO guy. Yeah. You could go get a JUCO guy. I've not seen a portal guy materialize. And again, a lot of people are asking about running back. I haven't seen a running back. Now, it could be that they're waiting for Charmar Brown. He's the Miami backup. And there's been that a lot, speculation that he'll be on the move again, but they're playing. So
there was rumors for a while with Dylan Edwards also from Kansas State.
I don't know where that is. I don't. I've seen
he
those
has not
rumors.
Committed anywhere yet at this point.
No, that's a lot different.
He
running
probably
back.
Doesn't have to even. Well, he would have to come up on a trip for the new staff and stuff. But I mean, Dylan, because I was the one who recruited him, I had him here several times. So
you know him.
He's been up here several times. We brought him on an official visit.
Dylan
here,
Edwards, yeah.
The guy.
So he's been here. Him and his parents have been here. Parents are great people. But they still have to meet the new staff and see the new facility and stuff. But they probably have some feel for Nebraska. For just, they're not like, I've never been to Lincoln. Yeah, they've been here numerous times.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
And then the guy they're going to get, I think, okay, so, there's some grumbling right now, like, where's all the big names, et cetera. Now, they got Minshew, so they got their quarterback. They're going to get a guy named Owen Chambliss.
From San Diego State.
Yeah, I think he's pretty legit. Like, they're bringing him here to start. He'd be, they're 4-2-5. He'll be one of those linebackers. He had a big year at San Diego State. You could read his stats. I don't have them in front of me, but 4 sacks. I know he had 4 sacks. I think he had 110 tackles this year. He led the team in tackles. He was first team All Mountain West, and it hasn't been announced. I think we'll get that today, Owen Chambliss. So I would say to people, that's not a bad start if you get your quarterback and you get Chambliss, and then I think they're going to get a kid named Brendan Black. Iowa State, a 3-year starter at Iowa State, started 30 games at Iowa State. He's inside. He's a guard. It looks like they got a good chance on him. So if that's your first three, that'd be pretty good.
So you're
think they've had we don't know. It's hard to say. I think they've had 10 or 11 visitors already. And there'll be a couple. There'll be a couple that pop today in terms of
either a visit set or visit already from K-State defensive tackle Malcolm Alcorn Crowder, Iowa State linebacker Will Hawthorne,
yeah.
Memphis lineman Malachi Breland, UCF D lineman Horace Lockett, and UCLA receiver Kwazi Gilmer.
Breland went to Arkansas.
Okay.
That's done.
Done.
He's over. That was quick. Hawthorne, I think, is going to visit Arizona. He's considering a visit to Arizona. But Hawthorne would be another big one. I mean, if they got Chambliss and Will Hawthorne, they'd be threats to start. Now, you got Shavers coming back. You got Dawson Merritt. You got Jacob Bauer. There's some guys in there. I'm probably going pushing a little too far to say Hawthorne would start over Shavers. But, I mean, it's not inconceivable.
This is where I ask you a personal / professional question.
Oh, I like these.
For your industry, Sip.
This to you, Steve.
Now,
don't look to me.
The portal is great for listenership. It's great for clicks. It's great for
subscriptions.
How do you feel about the portal now? How it's been going? Because it's
weird.
Takes up a lot of your time for a lot of potentials that are hypotheticals that don't even work out.
Yeah, I just take it a day at a time. It didn't bother me. It hasn't bothered me so far. I'm interested in it because we know, you're trying to get a grasp of the team. So you can lay the foundation that way. That's the way I look at it. And I need to know this stuff. So it's not that hard. It's not that intensive. A lot of it's done. A lot of the announcements just come via social media. You're not having to spend a lot of phone time. It's not that bad, really. I mean, so far.
You're okay with it.
Now, by Saturday, I might have a different take.
Yeah, that point.
I mean, until the 16th, it's going to be 12-hour days. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. So, but whatever. It's not that hard, really. It's just long.
I still think about what Bill said the first segment, how Indiana again has rolled all these guys in, but they have games. They play a game Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Or Friday. They play Friday.
They play Friday.
But the team's playing Thursday. Had people in also.
Sure. Four of these teams have had.
They've all had players in.
How do you do that?
I mean, we used to have recruits in like at Nebraska during Orange Bowl preparation.
Okay.
But we'd be 3 weeks out from the game when they'd be showing up. We'd be down in Miami for 10 days. There was no week of. It wasn't like, hey, we got to get our scripts done. We also have, like, no, not the case, you know, whatsoever.
I mean, you would say there's bigger staffs now, right?
Bigger staffs. Oh, yeah. And then said it is true. You heard Dana Holgorsen say, I don't really deal with this.
I know.
He said that.
And then, you know what? When he was talking, okay, now I'm probably pushing it a little too far, what I know. But I think they had Minshew at that point. I think they had Minshew pretty locked up last week. Maybe not fully, but I think Holgorsen would have known at that point. And then what? All he was saying was, it's not my determination who plays quarterback. We have a personnel department who does that. I was startled by it as an old school guy. Like, wait a second, you're the offensive coordinator. No, his thing was, no, I don't. Our personnel department handles our personnel. I'll coach who I get.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
I never thought it would be that way.
Now, the one thing you didn't hear, and you will have known, but for the fans like that, where were his other options? Where
Minshew? I don't know that.
Because I didn't hear any I'll other options.
Well, I don't think he did. I don't think you'll find it, Jake.
He didn't go anywhere, but he didn't even hear. No. Like right now, you still hear on a lot of quarterbacks where they're going.
I think he locked it up. I think they locked him up fast. I mean, well, fast. I don't know. I bet he had other options, but I don't. As you know, with portal guys, it's different than recruiting, than freshman recruiting, high school recruiting, where you have a list of other schools. Usually, you don't have a lot of that with the portal guy. Not nearly as much.
He had an agent, and his name was out there, so it was floated to a lot of schools.
Yeah.
And
you didn't hear.
He didn't hear.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, didn't hear. Well,
that's a good question.
No, he had an offer to Louisville, turned it down. Had an offer here.
Yeah, I don't see any sort of.
No, you won't.
Other person mentioned there.
You won't.
Or
the
team,
it.
Excuse me.
You won't see it unless you interview him. And I had him on the phone yesterday, but he was talking to his mom and then said, "I'll call you back." He didn't do any interviews. I just by freak of nature, I got him on the phone, but then he's I don't think he was doing interviews. I don't think he's doing them. Just fine. But that's how you'd know.
So you were talking to him, then he was talking to his mom.
He was talking to his mom about
getting dinner ready, or what was the discussion?
I heard the mom say, "You can talk to him, honey."
You heard that in the background.
He goes, "Can I call you in a half hour?" And as a reporter, at that point, it ain't happening.
Yeah,
you know, it's not. You ain't gonna get a.
Did
call
you
back.
Say anything like say hi to your mom, for him, or anything like that?
I didn't, because I wasn't positive it was his mom, but it probably was his mom.
Gotcha.
It sounded like a mom. So that was it. I had Minshew on the phone for a second.
You try to get a hold of him again.
I tried him two other times. You get the stalking thing eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a happy medium here.
It's real simple. If they wanted to talk to you, they would talk to you. It gets right back
I'm done,
to the.
Jake. Right. I think I'm done.
Okay. I'm with Sip. Do not.
Should Sean call
him? Do not call him again. No, do not.
Star 6-7.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Yeah.
Yep. This is simple. I star 6-7.
I got you. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
You don't want to be hacked to start off the new year or ever. Bad way to go. You can avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
He's getting things done here in this new year also because cyber thefts are on.
God dang it.
And we have one way to fix it. Yep. Will. He's your only chance. Gosh, Will's your only chance.
Stressful.
It's very stressful. Very stressful. Thank you, Will.
He's a stress reliever.
Yes, he is.
Jake's got his sleeves rolled.
It's hot. It is so hot in here.
Hey.
That helps.
That helps. Yeah. Get you going. That helps. That'll cool you right down, buddy.
It helps a little bit.
We know what it helps with. We all know.
Yeah. What's that, Jake?
No.
Nothing, Elizabeth. Nothing at all.
Are you watching, Elizabeth?
Sleeves are rolled up.
When we come back, we've got some NFL news next, an early break in the ticket.
You're listening.